talking, cause you know we got some problems. So tune on in the way we talk and how to solve them. We may laugh, we may learn, we might be your games, Miss and P.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
We're good. Thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, no problem.
How are you? Where are you right now?
I'm in Florida. Yeah, I'm from here. So I just go back to my parents in the off season.
Awesome. So yeah. one sort of warm place to another.
Exactly, yeah.
There you go. How is the year, you know, and everything? How is the season?
Good. Yeah, obviously, like going to a new team, lots of adjustment and change. But it was good. I got injured early on. So that was unfortunate. And I feel like kind of just like injuries always throw you off of like a rhythm, and especially with a new team, learning a new system and everything. But I love San Diego. I love the team. It was fun.
Can you tell us about the injury?
Yeah. So I tore my hamstring and then re-injured it, when I was coming back. So what could have been like, a 4 week, recovery ended up being 10 weeks. So I was out for a good chunk. So I only played the first game of the season. Felt like I was having really good preseason, felt like really good. And then, yeah, it was just unfortunate timing to play the first game of the season and then get injured and be out until June. So that was tough. But it we have a really good support system at the club. So that was really nice. And I felt well taken care of. It just was unfortunate, like redoing it again when I was kind of getting to the stage where I was getting back on the field, and just, yeah, was running and I felt it pop again. So that just set me back to the starting point.
That's brutal. I'm sorry.
That's
what
good.
What do you think, like, recovery wise was the most important thing? Was there anything specific for your injury that really helped you in getting back and healing?
I don't know if there was anything specific, to be honest. I think we kind of learned things from my first recovery phase that we took into the second recovery phase to make that one, you know, more successful. So I think that was good. Obviously, I think that kind of goes hand in hand when you're working with a new staff and a new, new trainers, new PT, they don't know you that well yet. So it was early in the season. They're amazing, but there's just each athlete is so individual. So each athlete's timeline's different. So I think we just kind of took things a little bit slower the second time around, kind of had me in each phase of my recovery process a little bit longer than the first go around, which I think helped. So I'd say that was the biggest thing, maybe just like slowing it down a little bit.
How did you get through that mentally? Can you talk about it? Because I'm sure you felt like really upset and devastated, and you're going through this huge challenge, but like you're going to come out of it a better player and more healed because you're taking your time this time around. So can you talk a little bit about the mental side of it?
Yeah, it was definitely hard and a struggle. I think especially the second time it happened, because I was kind of starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel and like getting excited about getting back with the team and training. And then to know I was starting back at the very beginning. And I remember the first day going back into training after I redid it and looking at my list of exercises and being back on the very basic beginning phases and just being really upset, and that being particularly a hard day because you just mentally are like, well, now I'm literally back to the start. You know all of what's ahead of you, and there's going to be even more because it's going to be a longer timeline. So that was hard. And I gave myself kind of one day to be like, this sucks, and be upset about it. But then after that, it's like, okay, well, it is the process. It is going to take however long it takes. And the only thing I can control is making sure I'm as diligent as I can be in doing what I need to, staying on the schedule they're giving me, just trusting in our medical staff and what they're prescribing. And, you know, on my end, just kind of executing the plan and being vocal and communicative throughout the process. You know, I think I learned from the first one, if I was feeling a little bit extra tightness the particular day I came in, we would adjust the schedule accordingly. And I think that was helpful. But yeah, mentally, I think it was just kind of looking at each phase as important and knowing that, yeah, it sucked being doing like very basic things and, you know, riding the bike is annoying, like when you just want to be out in the field running, but just kind of not trying to look too far ahead, because then it would seem like it was ages away, but just kind of staying in the moment and trying to work through it that way, and just trying to stay engaged with the team the best I could, because I think that's something hard when you're kind of on a new team, you know, wanting the way you kind of build relationships is like on the field, you know, like talking about things that happened in training, talking about, you know, things leading up to games and stuff. So just trying to get out on the field as much as possible, even though I wasn't able to train. So if I finished my exercises, getting out there and being able to watch the session, and just trying to stay as much engaged that way as I could.
You literally read my mind, because I was going to ask you if you were staying connected to the team, because I know how hard it is to be isolated when you're injured and you're just like, I'm not a part of this, but you really are. So like, I feel like just your advice there, like if you're injured and you're listening, still go to the practices, like don't stay home in high school, of course. But in terms of like being a professional athlete, like you're still there, you're still involving yourself. And I feel like that's so important, because the connection really is what's going to get you through this. And your teammates miss you, like they want you back, you know, so surrounding yourself around people who are supportive like that must really help you get through it, because I know times are and can be tough. And I also like that you said that you set little goals, you're like little milestones that you're hitting, instead of looking at this whole process is like a very daunting long time. You're just like, I'm going to hit those little milestones and it's going to get me to where I need to be, like on your own time. And it's going to be great, but just great reminders all around. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, of course. Everyone goes through injuries. Unfortunately, they're a part of the game. So whatever you're feeling, just know that everyone else has been there, and there are people that you can go talk to and lean on, and you're not ever in it alone.
I also love that you said you gave yourself the day to like sort of sulk or, you know, feel what you were supposed to feel. And I just love when professional athletes bring this up, because I think as like outsiders, you know, we can view the players that we look up to and our role models as like having just like the perfect mindset all the time and always feeling motivated and always feeling like 100%, always feeling this and never being able to be knocked down. And for players and pros to admit that like you felt like shit and then you let yourself feel like shit, so you actually felt the feelings, makes the biggest difference. It's not that you took that feeling and like shoved it to the side and tried to force yourself to feel motivated and hopeful. You actually allowed yourself to feel that way. And I'm just curious, do you allow yourself to feel that way in terms of when you're on the field and you're playing healthy as well? Like if you have a frustrating practice, do you let yourself, you know, just be like, all right, today was a shit day, and like, I'm just going to feel frustrated that I didn't play well at practice and tomorrow's a new day. Do you allow yourself to feel those feelings, or do you try and kind of shut them down and switch the narrative right away?
I think it's tough. Obviously you're never going to play well or up to the level you want to every day. And something that I feel like I've noticed as I've gotten older in my career, especially, is the ability to kind of separate my training day and my soccer from the rest of my day, and just how that affects my life off the field. Because in the past, you know, maybe have a bad training day and you just bring that home with you. And then you keep thinking about, you know, either like, I didn't like what we did at the session, I wasn't playing to the level I wanted to. And then you're kind of just in a funk the rest of the day. So I feel like, yeah, in the moment, maybe I'm frustrated if I don't have a good session or I'm not enjoying it, or have a bad day. But I think now I try to kind of leave that at the facility, whether I'll still probably be heated by the time we get into the locker room, maybe need to like vent to some people, some teammates. But by the time I leave, I try to be in a good spot where it's like, okay, that's done. And now give me the rest of the afternoon to kind of reset, enjoy my life. And then that allows me to come in with like a clean, positive mindset for the next day.
What are some things that you do when you do leave the facility? Like, do you have any passions or any hobbies outside of soccer?
So in San Diego, obviously it's so beautiful. I love the beach. From Florida, where I'm from, I'm 5 minutes from the beach too. So getting over there as much as I can is something I've really enjoyed doing this year specifically. Then I also, this is really, really random, but during COVID got into sewing. So my grandmother was a seamstress and my aunt knows how to sew. So she kind of taught me during that time because my mom wanted face masks and you obviously couldn't find them anywhere. So I've kind of taken that and kind of run with it. So I actually like make clothes for myself on the side. So that's something I do after training, which has actually been really nice to have that as a completely different thing that I can devote some time to. And it's perfect because I can sit, I don't have to be on my feet. And I am a creative person. So I love being able to apply myself that way. And yeah, just use it as an escape from the game. And it really distracts my mind from whatever I might be dealing with.
Wow, that is so cool.
Thanks.
Do you have an Etsy shop?
No, I know. Everyone's like, you need to sell your clothes. But I'm like selfish. I like making them for myself. But yeah, like I've made my last couple Halloween costumes. I'll make things if I have like different events going on. But yeah, it's just fun. It's just a fun thing to do.
What was your costume this year?
So this year I was Wednesday Addams. And a group of us dressed up for training. We had training. So yeah, I was Wednesday Addams last year. I was Judy Jetson. So kind of very different characters.
Pretty cool though. I love that. And is there like, do you think eventually down the line, like that would be something that if you in years from now when you retire from soccer that you'd want to do more of?
I mean, potentially. I don't really know at this point what I want to do, but I do. I've always loved fashion and clothes. Like my favorite show growing up and probably still to this day is Project Runway. I used to watch that like religiously and had it recorded on the DVR. So I've just kind of always enjoyed, like getting myself dressed up. Even when I was like a little girl, my grandmother would make clothes for me and my siblings. And I would just like be so excited waiting for the box to arrive so I could go look through it and try everything on. So I definitely think it's something I really enjoy and have always loved. So if there's a way that I could work in like my love for like fitness with fashion, I think that would be so cool.
Project Runway stresses me out. Like every episode, I don't know how they're doing this right now. Like
so stressful. I know. Like, and I don't know if you watched the last season was like the All-Stars. So it was all of like the good people from the previous season. And I was just like, you're all good. No one deserves to go home.
That would be something cool though, if they did like a season with athletes. Cause I'm sure there are other athletes who are interested in making designs and everything. So that'd be fun.
It would also be cool. They do like specific challenges where they'll dress like certain occupations, like they did Below Deck where they dressed the crew.
I love that.
They should do pregame fits for NWSL players as an episode. A little
crossover. That would be so cool.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. You guys have such cool, like, I feel like what the past like 3-5 years, seeing like everyone's like pregame like fits has been so fun. So
I know. Blown up. It's cool because like, other sports do it too. So I feel like it's just, it's a fun thing to do and look forward to.
Definitely. Have you made any of your
clothes? So I was thinking about doing that actually this past year, but it just, I didn't have like time. So I don't know, maybe next year I'll make my home pregame fits. We'll see.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
How do you feel like you've evolved as a player, maybe mentally or physically, since the beginning of your professional career? Like how have you grown?
I would say mentally, just kind of like what I spoke to earlier, not letting a game or a training just completely determine how my day goes, how my weekend goes. You know, like I think in the past, if I didn't have a good game, I would, you know, take that home and take that back to, you know, even if I had family in town, maybe I was, you know, affected my mood. So trying to be able to separate that a little bit more and be like, okay, the game happened. There's nothing that can be done with that right now. And just enjoy, you know, if I do have people in town who came to see me, like enjoy that time and spend it with the people who I care about, who care about me, and just really enjoying that time together. I think from a, like a specific soccer standpoint, I feel like my game has evolved a lot since I've joined the league. And I feel like every year it evolves a little bit, which I think is a good thing because you don't want to be, you know, the same player throughout your whole career. I think within like the last couple of years, I've been able to go back to a little bit more of my creative side of my game, which I think wasn't there as I joined the pros. You know, I think like when you're adjusting from one level being college, going to pro, that is a big jump into the NWSL. So I think, you know, at times I was playing a little bit more safe, a little bit more simplistic as I adjusted to the level. And I think once I've felt more comfortable and confident at the level, there's more room I felt for me to express myself freely and be more confident in doing on the field. So I think that's one part of my game I've really enjoyed kind of getting back and building on more at this level is just, yeah, the more freedom and attacking side of it.
That must feel good to do that again, because I feel like a lot of people probably start with that, where if they're joining a new team or you know, new league or something, they play safe, but to get that creative like juices back probably feels really good and is nice.
Yeah, for sure.
Guys, any other questions before we jump into rapid? Okay, cool. We call it rapid fire, slow burn. We can edit anything, take your time. It's all fun questions.
Okay.
What's a sport you wish you were good at?
I'd say tennis. I have played tennis like when I was younger, but I think it's such a cool sport and I like watching it a lot. So I'll go tennis.
We're definitely seeing a trend with tennis now. I feel like a lot.
Really?
Yeah. Tennis.
Full
yeah.
Swing. I feel like that's really got everyone going.
Yep, definitely.
Such a good show.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. What's a world record you have a shot at beating?
Oh gosh. Probably like most gum chewed in a day. I like feel like it's one piece in, one piece out, one piece in, one piece out.
What's the brand? You should be sponsored.
Oh gosh, I should be. That's actually a great idea. So actually my favorite gum is Extra, but they stopped making, I think, the flavor that I liked the most. I don't know what flavor it was, but the gum was black and that was like my go-to all the time. And they don't make it anymore. So I don't know. Just anything mint though. I'm not too picky.
That flavor was good. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's I so can't funny. Wear anymore.
Well, if you're listening, anyone from Extra,
you know. Hit me up.
All right, what is your spirit animal?
Oh, I'm gonna go with dolphin, just because from Florida. But I think dolphins are like really like they always travel with their families, and I love my family, and I'm really close with all of them. And they like to play and mess around. So I feel like that's like me.
That's a good one.
She's a popular dinner date that a lot of pros choose. She is the queen. If you had a post-game celebratory meal named after you, what would the meal be?
That's hard because I feel like I never want to eat after I play. But I feel like pizza. Pizza is like my go-to.
That's good. You're not hungry after you play?
No, I have like the worst like game tummy. I don't know. Like I just, nothing ever sounds good. Okay, this isn't a food, but my favorite thing after a game is a cold can of Sprite. So Sprite and pizza.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
What about movie theater Sprite? That's the only time I have, like I love like soda at the movies. Maybe it's the extra carbonation.
I mean, that's also always good, but I need the popcorn to go with it too.
Okay. Do you have a favorite book right now?
I'm trying to think of what I've read recently. I don't know about right now, but I really enjoy like nonfiction books. And if you guys like the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Scar Tissue is one of my favorite books, and it's by the lead singer, his life story. And it's just really, really interesting and a very good book.
I haven't heard of that. That sounds great. Well, why is it
so good?
Yeah. Oh, have you read it?
I read it and I do not read. I do not like reading at all. And I read it. That was great.
It's so good, right?
Yeah.
All right. I gotta read it. And last
one. You go.
Sorry. I was going to say last one. What's your biggest soccer girl prob?
Okay. So I don't know if this happens to anyone else, but I have these reoccurring dreams, more like nightmares, where the game is about to start, the rest of the team is on the field and I cannot get my shin guards and cleats on quick enough. And I'm like in slow motion trying to like tie my shoes and put my shin guards on, like as the whistle's about to blow, my coach is like yelling at me to get on the field. So that is definitely a problem.
That's so funny. That was definitely deeply ingrained in you from like childhood. That has to be, because I feel like that was so common.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. My like youth club, like, if I was late, we had to be running complexes until they told us to stop. And then in college, if we weren't 10 minutes early, we were late. So I have like much anxiety around being late for things.
We haven't had that as the biggest soccer problem yet, but I feel like a lot of people probably have soccer dreams. So we should ask people that now.
Yeah.
I think definitely one that I've had that too. Like, yeah, for my jersey or like being yelled at and stuff. So definitely a theme there. But well, thank you so much for coming on. It's great to get to know you more, and we're so excited to continue to watch your career. So hopefully in 2024 we get to see you in the Wave play.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. This was fun. I enjoy watching all your guys' stuff. So funny.
Thank you so much. Have a
great day. Thanks. Bye, guys.
Yeah.